If you want to know the identity of the men who rule the world from the shadows, all you have to do is unscramble the puzzle pieces of the 2012 Olympic Games logo. Yes, many have commented that it looks like a distorted swastika. But if you unscramble the five puzzle pieces, you will probably make the intended mistake of thinking the logo is the numbers 2012, which is what you're supposed to think. But look again. The unscrambled logo spells the word Zion, and to make no mistake about it, the Zionist designer dotted the I. Let's be perfectly clear about the meaning of the word Zionist. It does not mean Jew. Zionists are both Christian and Jewish fanatics who believe God's chosen people have a God-given right to the land of Israel. Fortunately, they are in the minority. The godfathers of the Zionist movement not only believe they have a God-given right to Israel, but to the entire globe. Why was the word Zion chosen for the 2012 Olympic logo? Because the shadow government of Zionists will be coming out of the closet in 2012 to celebrate the fulfillment of the protocols of their learned elders. What are the protocols? The protocols are a revolutionary step formula to enslave the world in debt, subjugate the ignorant masses, and concentrate all of the world's power and wealth in Zionist hands under one world empire. So who is the logo designer that pocketed close to $1 million in public funds to create the Zionist logo for the 2012 Olympic Games in London? None other than the Zionist consultancy firm called Wolf Olins. Can it be just a coincidence that Wally Olins and his father are both Freemasons, and that Olins' company is the same company that designed the Illuminati sun god symbolism for the Shell and BP logos? The word Zion is spelled either with a Z or an S. On the Wolf Olins webpage, you can find the word Zion hidden in the word Passion, or Pash-Sion. Wally Olins left the Wolf Olins firm, which still bears his name, in 2001, but that doesn't rule him out as the ghost designer of the 2012 logo. Zionist extremists want you to believe that the protocols of the learned elders of Zion is a fraud and that it is anti-Semitic. Don't believe anyone or any website that tells you it's authentic or that it's a fraud. The truth can be found in actions, not words. Read an honest summary of the 24 protocols and judge for yourself by visiting Amenstop Productions' website, helpfreetheearth.com.